Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, and we want to talk about tonight much prayer, more results. Amen. With much prayer you get more results, and we want to talk about little prayer, less results. Amen. So we want to turn again to Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. It says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Amen. Talking about prayer upon tonight. Amen. The Lord is saying, if his people who are called by his name, amen. Amen. If we're his people, we're called by his name. Amen. It said, they're called by my name, shall humble themselves. In other words, humble means to submit yourself. It means to respect and honor God. It means to come with God without pride and come with God with a meek spirit. Amen. With a mild spirit. With a good spirit. Amen. And called by my name. If they will humble themselves. The Lord said, if my people that are called by my name, first we got to be called by his name. Amen. Because a lot of people say that I'm a child of God, and they say they know God, but does God know them? Amen. Amen. But it's like if we're under the blood and we're called by the name of Jesus, the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, would submit themselves, in other words, would humble themselves, honor me, in other words, it said, and pray. It said, when they come to me, I want them to pray. Once you come to me, how many know that's the only communication that you have with God? Amen. Is prayer. Amen. I mean, we don't talk to God like we talk to one another. Amen. He's to be referenced. He's to be respected. He's to be honored. So we come to God and we communicate with God. That's how we communicate with God, it through prayer. Amen. So that means if we never pray, we never communicate with God. Amen. It's not so much all the being all time in the position of prayer there is to be prayed. Amen. You can pray in any state, any, you don't have to be, I mean, that's the best place to be where you, because you're honoring God, you're humbling yourself, you're humbling your mind, you're not just talking to God while you're talking to everything else, but you're giving God that space, so you kind of get in a secluded place where everything else is out, it's just you and God communicating. Sometimes you're down on your knees, sometimes you may not be down on your knees, but it's good sometimes if you put yourself down on your knees, if you can get down on your knees, or in some type of sacred place, some kind of place where you can reference him when nothing's bothering you, distracting you, because you're talking to the Most High God. So he said, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves, in other words, humble themselves, humbleness start in your spirit, in your mind first, with a humble attitude. I'm submitting myself unto the Lord and pray and seek my face. He said, I want you to communicate with me, pray, talk to me. Prayer is not it's not just a list of Lord, give me this, Lord, give me that, Lord, give me that. Prayer is worship too. Worshiping the Lord. Lord, I just thank you. You don't have to always go to God asking him for stuff. That's not prayer only. Prayer is like, Lord, I worship you. I love you. I thank you for all the things you've already done. I thank you for what you're doing right now. And I thank you for what you yet going to do. That's where our prayer should start off at. It's not like, oh, Lord, give me this. Lord, Lord, do this. Oh, Lord, do that. That's a to-do list. But worshiping the Lord. Worshiping the Lord in spirit and truth. And it says, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And when you seek something, you don't do it one time. Let's say if you look for your keys and you don't have your keys, you're not just going to look for your keys one time. You're not going to have a key. You can't find your keys. You're going to go looking. Seek means to look. Search. So once I'm looking, I'm searching, I'm seeking you, Lord. My people don't get nothing from God. They don't give, like I said, little prayer, much results, little prayer, little results. Some people are like, I just talked to you once. Talk to you on the Wednesday. Talk to you maybe on the Sunday. I'll talk to you sometime next week. Then they wonder why God haven't did all these other things for them. You have to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call up on him while he's near. You say, seek the Lord. That means I might seek you. I'm seeking you today, Lord. And I ain't just getting up asking you for a lot of things. Lord, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you for what you've already done. I just want to thank you for what you're doing right now. And yet what you're going to do. I just love you, Lord. I appreciate you. And then I might, if I have something that I want to bring forth, Lord, I'm going to talk to you about this. You're in communication, connection with the Lord. You're communicating with him. He's going to communicate back with you. Now, you don't wait to do that one day. Then you wait 5 days later before you come back to him again. Seeking is a continued thing. I talk to you today. I might talk to you again later on today. You can have such communication with God. You don't always have to, oh, I got to go on my knees and talk to God. You can talk to God while you're combing your hair. I talk to God all day long. Sometimes I might talk to the Lord about somebody, start talking to him. I might be doing my hair or whatever. I might not always have time to get down on my knees. Amen. But you're seeking the Lord. You're acknowledging him. You're searching after him. You when you really need answers and things from the Lord, you got to get really diligently. The Bible says he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When you diligently seek something, that means like, if you was going to clean this chair, you wouldn't, I'm just going to wipe it clean like that. When you're trying to get everything, you work hard, work hard, work. It's diligent. I'm putting some hard effort to just get this chair clean. You want answers to your prayers, you got to put some elbow grease to it, so to speak, in the spirit. I'm fasting and praying. I might not be able to go on a long fast, but I'm going on the fast today. They tell me that fasting, somebody said, you've been thinking, your mind might think, somebody say fasting, move God. Move, see, we're really fasting, that's don't move God only, but it helps you to see stuff in another perception. Because all the food and stuff we eat and all the stuff we do in the natural, we so cluttered up with our mind, we can't even think straight. But fasting, you know, when you go in to get surgery, you have to go to do some kind of test, what do they have you to do? Fast. Because they want to be able to see whatever they need to see that's going on in your body. They don't want all that stuff floating around there. Have to throw that in there. But yeah, so they want a clear cut so they can see. And so God, he helps you to get clear-minded, because all this fuzziness going on in your mind, we got to get up in the morning, we got to go to work, we got to deal with kids, we got to do this, we got to do that, we got to do it. We ain't got no mind almost. We can't by thinking that. We don't know if we're coming or going. Got to get something, calm all that down. So I'm like, I'm praying, and Lord, while I'm praying, this going on, that going on, I can't even pray to you, God. I got so much stuff going on. Okay, sometimes this keep on doing, and this say, I know what I'm going to do. I'm not eating to 12 o'clock, or I'm not eating to 4 o'clock. I'm going on a fast. I'm still praying, I'm going on a fast. Shut it, that's shutting everything down. When the devil want to come against you and act up against you, they're shutting you down when you ain't going to get back on his turf and act like he act. Amen. Amen. They're going to shut your flesh down. Want some breakthroughs in your life? Put yourself on the fast. Fast and pray. And don't drink no Kool-Aid and burgers and all that. That's not a fast. A fast means no food. Amen. You can drink water, but no food. And you're doing it as unto the Lord. Amen. And when you're fasting, you can't be on texting on your phone or doing all that kind of stuff, because you're not doing it unto the Lord. You're just going without eating for nothing. You're going to fast. Shut everything down. Say, this is serious business. I'm going on a fast. You need a breakthrough by a certain time. You need to turn down a fast. Amen. So he's saying, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then I would hear from heaven. God said, in other words, if you do these things, I'm going to hear from heaven. Somebody said, well, aren't you always hearing my prayer? Yeah, he hear your prayer. If you write it right in your heart, you got the right frame of mind, the right spirit. You're thinking right. Your motives are right. Yeah, he hear you. But you want him not just to hear you. You want him to do something. You want him to ask your prayers. Amen. So he's saying, if my people who are called by their name, by my name, would humble themselves first. In other words, humble. You humble yourself, that means I humble my ideas. That means if I got pride, it's coming off. You know, I might think it should go this way, but I'm dropping everything. When you humble yourself, that means you're not righteous in your own eyesight. Like, this is the way it's going to be. That's why. When you go before the Lord, that means I drop all that. I drop all that. I'm dropping all that because, Lord, I need you. And I don't simply can't wrap my mind around what's going on with me. And I need your mind. So I'm humble myself. He said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, that he wants us not just humble ourselves. I'm going to be humble. He wants you to humble yourself on the inside. Amen. Humble myself and pray. He said, as you humble yourself, he said, talk to me. Communicate with me. Prayer is nothing but communicating with the Lord. That's all it is. It's my I communicate with God. That's what prayer is about. Humble yourself and pray. And then he said, seek my face. He said, don't come to me just one time. Continue to stay before me. See, I want you to know what I got to say about your problem. You need to hear what I have to tell you about your problem. So if you don't seek me, stay in tune with you, ain't going to know what to do about your problem. And you're going to feel overwhelmed about your problem. So I need you to humble yourself, seek me. And then he said, if you got any wrong ways, ain't right. He said, turn from your wicked ways. Look at that verse. It's telling you to do several things. If my people come by my name, will humble themselves. That's one thing, humble. You can write it down if you want to. Humble yourself. And after you humble yourself, pray. And then the third thing, to seek. It's almost like that scripture say, ask, knock, and seek. You got to do those things. Humble yourself. Humble your attitude. Humble the way you think. This should be going this way. But God, you got to say, but Lord, I'm getting off my turf. If it maybe it's supposed to go this way, I humble my ideas. I humble the way I see it. Seek my face. Humble yourself. Seek. Humble, seek, and pray. And he said, and then if he said, if you got any wrong ways and you're not in the right frame of mind, you got some things that ain't right in your life, he said, I want you to turn from that. Turn from unrighteousness to righteousness. Turn from your wicked ways. He said, those things you know that are wicked that I'm not pleased with. He said, I want you to turn from that. These are steps to getting breakthroughs. These are steps to getting your prayers answered. Turn from my wicked ways and hear from heaven. He said, I would hear from heaven. He said, if you do all these things, he said, I'm going to hear your prayer. That's really simply what he said. He said, I'm going to hear. I'm up in the heavens. How many of you know God's up in the heavens? He said, I'm going to hear your prayer way down here. I'm going to hear it up in heaven. He said, I'm going to hear. You got my attention then. A lot of times we ain't got God's attention because we ain't doing those three things. He said, if you do these things, he said, and then you can have that assurance. While you're down in prayer, you can have that assurance that God hears you before you see the manifestation. You should, when you pray, you should believe that God is hearing you and he's going to take care of the situation before you even see the manifestation. And some things you just got to leave it at the Lord's hand and keep moving. The devil will come back again and say that's not taken care of. It's still going the same way. Glory to God. But you got to just say, I gave it. Your faith got to come up in your heart and say, I believe that I receive. I believe that God's going to do what I say he's going to do. And then you got to walk away like it's already been done. And praise God as you're walking away. You can't go and walk away with your head down. You got to walk away like it's already happened. Somebody give God the praise. It said, and it said, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin. God said, even if you have any shortcoming, if you have sinned, he said, I'll forgive your sin. Amen. And he said, and then I'm going to heal your land. After I forgive you, I'm going to heal the land. I'm going to heal what land? Your land, whatever that you're going through, whatever that's not healed, need to be healed. Whatever's not right, I'm going to make it right. Whatever's crooked, I'm going to make it straight. I'm going to heal the land. And it says, turn to St. John 15. Anybody getting out anything out of this? St. John 15 and verse 7. St. John 15 and 7. When you have that, would you say amen? Okay. And we talked about God coming by with much prayer. When we do much prayer, we get more results. Little prayer, less results. That's what this subject is upon tonight, teaching us how to pray and to pray more effectively. All right. It said, if you abide in me, St. John 15:7. If you abide in me, that means if you stay in me, if you dwell in me, if you walk in me, if you stay in me, do the things I ask you to do. Remember, these words are written in red. They're Jesus speaking. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. Now, it's like if you abide in me, but you can't abide in the Lord and you don't know what the words say. Because the word is him. The word is whatever comes out of his mouth, that is God. This is what we see. This is all the closest we're going to get. This is God right here, what he's like in the Bible. What you read about him, that's what he's like. That's his character. That's his makeup. So you can't abide in him if you don't even read the word. If you read the word, if you don't have no understanding to what the word say, the Bible say, with all you're getting, get an understanding. So if you read the word and you don't understand what you read, that's not going to do you too much good. It help you a little bit, but not too much good. But you won't understand what you read. I don't care if you were reading the 23rd Psalm and you read the whole Psalm, but you understood one verse of that Psalm. One verse is better to be understood than not understanding none of it. Amen. It said, if you abide in me, he said, if you stay and dwell in me and walk in me the way I desire for you to walk, and he said, if you let my words dwell in you, in other words, you read the word and you understand the word, you embrace the word, it said, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. He's saying, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, when you have something that you stand in need of, he said, I'm going to do it for you. But if you're not abiding in me, one day you're abiding in me, the next day you're not abiding in me, you're all over the place in your mind and spirit, and you don't dwell in the sacred, not dwelling with the Lord and everything, you're not going to get the same results as somebody that is. Amen. Amen? Amen? That's why I say much prayer, more results. Little prayer, little results. So it's saying, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you should ask what you will and it shall be done. You know, I heard somebody say this, and this is true. This somebody said this a long time ago, but it's actually a true saying. A lot of times we think that the more things we have to do, we don't have time to seek the Lord. But really, in essence, the more time, the more things that you do, you should really seek the Lord more, because you need more guidance. Because he can take and wrap around, where it take you a whole week or two to get something done. God can take you and get everything done that you wanted to get done in probably just a day or two. Because God can give you such much wisdom. So God would speak to you. I know he has spoke to me. He would speak to you and say, that is not necessary right there. I was going to go somewhere today. This is my off day. But it's not really off day because I come over here to do ministry, but I go to work tomorrow. So it's like, I wanted to go and really wanted to go take care of this one thing, because I'm like, this was the day I was supposed to do it. Since I don't do it today, I probably won't be able to do it. It's probably not going to even be there for me to do. But the Lord told me when I was on my way home yesterday, I had already planned to go take care of that. The Lord said, don't go nowhere today. You're too tired. When I went to sleep, I don't know how tired I really was, really very tired. And I said, when I got home, I said, that sounds like a good idea to me. I'm learning to let, I can write down my agenda, because I do throughout the week. I know I got to do this Monday. I know I got to do, I have my stuff lined up. But I'm open. If God changes anything in my schedule, it's fine with me. If he says, don't do that, I say, that's fine with me. And when I got up this morning, he just put something else in my heart. You know, I'm thinking like, well, maybe I'm going to see about doing that 2 days a week instead of three. So God can speak to you, but if you just going to do what you want to do, you're just going to be running like you're going to be like a cat chasing his tail. You're going to run, run, run. And nothing but body exercise and nothing for your soul. But then people get so overwhelmed, they feel like I want to jump off a cliff, or I can't take no more of this pressure. Didn't take no time out for the Lord. God can sit there. And sometimes we feel like, I know sometimes I get busy. I'm like, well, I got to hurry up. Get on out of here. But I dare. I don't get out of my house without prayer. Because I know that devil got something waiting for you. Well, these people drive crazy out here. And then you don't know what you're going to run into. You might be in a good frame of mind. You go to work, somebody else in the foul spirit. Or somebody else will call some cross you that day. Well, you if you prayed up, you'll handle it a better way. I'm not saying you're not gonna have no problems because you pray, but you'll handle it a better way. Amen. So it's, and then is this prayer just makes your day a little? It just makes it. It sets the tone. It really sets the tone for your day. I don't know about nobody else, but it sure helps me. Amen. It sets the tone for it because it's whatever you might come across you, you'll be able to handle it a lot better than if you prayed, than if you didn't pray. Because 9 times out of 10, when you have not prayed, it's going to come back to you after something come your way. Can I get an amen in here? You're going to say, I don't know how that happened. Why do they act like? Then what's going to happen? That's why the Holy Ghost is needed, it being your soul. It just is gentle. This is sweet. It's going to say, it's going to just, like you're going to have a flashback. As soon as I got up, I flew straight out the house. I ain't even say 5 minutes prayer. I ain't said nothing to the Lord. You know, when was the last time I talked to the Lord? I think it was Monday or Sunday at church. Well, you wonder, you think the devil ain't beat you up really down. Yeah. Amen? Amen? But prayer just helps you be pleasant. Some people, this one lady, when I used to work at IPS, she was a dispatch lady. And she tell people all the time, I ain't no morning person. I'm thinking like, why they got her dispatching? Why they got her dispatching? And some people don't feel like they get up in the morning. They don't mean it's, I don't know what. I ain't no morning person. I say she ain't a night person either. You'll get tell people you ain't no morning person. You mean and evil. Hard to get along with. Amen. It's like when you the Holy Ghost is like Kool-Aid. I don't know nobody else drink Kool-Aid no more. I ain't drunk none in a long time. But kids love Kool-Aid. If they still, I ain't drunk no Kool-Aid in a long time. But in other words, if you dump, you know anything about Kool-Aid, you put that Kool-Aid in a pitcher, and you put some water in there, but you don't put no sugar in there. That's the nasty stuff that I remember. That's some horrible stuff. But if you put that sugar in there, stir that Kool-Aid up, that big Kool-Aid smile on Saturday pitcher. Amen. Put some ice in there, some woo, it'd be good. Well, some of us, amen, without God's help, we ain't no sweet Kool-Aid. Get up in the morning, mean and hateful and hard to get along with. That Holy Ghost is to sweeten you up. That Holy Ghost is kind of poke you a little bit. What's wrong with you today? You need to put a smile on your face. You need to get in the sunshine of the Holy Ghost, amen? Amen. So God, amen. Amen. He helps us in so many ways. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you will, and I shall do it for you. Our last scripture is found in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, chapter 5 and verse 17. Amen. Much prayer, more results. Little prayer, little results. Stop telling the Lord, I don't have time. Because somebody didn't wake up this morning, and it could have been you. Stop telling the Lord, I don't have time. But you got time for everything else, but you don't have time for the Lord. Amen. We have to talk to the Lord and say, Lord, if I don't have time, I'm going to take some time. Yeah. Amen. If you got to run out the house sometime, if you get in your car or truck, talk to the Lord. Ain't nobody going to think you're strange because they're talking to themselves all day long anyway. People talking to themselves. They're talking, look, they got the, can you pay the attention on the road? They got the phone up to their mouth like this. What you say? I'm almost about to run into you. So they can talk to all these other things, to talk to the Lord. Just keep your eyes on the road. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. It says, pray without ceasing. What does that mean? Pray without stopping. Pray forevermore. Always saying something to the Lord. Always. And it says in verse 16 above that, it says rejoice forevermore. Because when you pray, God will cause you to rejoice. Amen? Amen. Amen. And I think we're about wrapped up here and done. Amen. It says God, amen. And it says in everything, give thanks. In verse 18. It said, 16, it said, pray, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But God wants us to pray without ceasing and continue to pray. And I tell you, your life will be a lot better. Amen. Pray till you see something happening. You're not just praying. You know, you got to really realize that I am praying to the Most High God. You got to realize that this God, he hears my prayers. You got to look at it. This God is going to answer my prayers. Why are you praying for if you don't believe God's going to, he hears you? The Bible says you must know that he hears you while you're praying. The Bible says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that we, if we ask anything according to his will, he hearing us. But if we don't believe that he hearing us, no way, we just like let it go out the door. I don't pray at all, or I might be on somewhere I ain't thinking. You're not diligently seeking the Lord. Diligently seeking the Lord, see much prayer. More results and much results. Less prayer, little prayer, less results, about no results. You want to know that you're talking to the Lord that hears and answers prayers. How many know God hears and he answers prayers? Amen. How many know he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him? How many know God will reward you if you diligently talking to him? Amen. You'll see, Lord, you might not see everything come out all at once, but you'll be seeing little things here. He'll let you know, I've answered that prayer. I'm answering that prayer. I was listening to someone today online, and they was talking about, there's a nice message too. A flood is coming your way. And he ain't talking about no flood of bad stuff, a flood of good stuff. Amen. I was enjoying that, and I was eating it up. Said, "Did you been praying about stuff for a long time? Now it's a flood coming your way, a flood of everything you've been praying about." And I said, "That's me, Lord. I accept that." I was listening to that. I grabbed that word. Amen. Somebody give the Lord a great big hand praise. Amen. We thank the Lord for the message upon tonight. You know, Lord, just have us to go right there and say what we say and be done with it. Amen. Amen. We just thank the Lord. Amen. I